On the top, the two dots. Rekiva Aima, the Mishnah brought down, Rekiva Aima, Af HaKaya Bisvar Machitzaynuch. That also, Apikaya Seinuch Amesim Chelik Mabo.
I think they say it's just philosophy books.
So let's see, the Gemara is going to say. Tana, Besifri Tzedaikim. In the Svar, in the books of Tzedaikim. They're kaifa in the Rebbeinu Shalayla. So whether you're going to read their books, that's they're going to learn it from their kvira.
They're not kaifa in the Rebbeinu Shalayla, they're kaifa in the Rabbanon.
She kaifa in Bekel Chai.
What?
She kaifa in Bekel Chai. That's what Rashi says. Yeah. So, you're right. That's Mevali, right. It's taken my kaifa just in the Rabbanon. But yeah. What?
The different
curses
have
the
song brings them
the same minim. Yeah. Minim's up a curse. Rabbi Yosef Omar, the Sefer ben Sirio, Nami Asa Lemikrin. The Sefer of the son of Sirio, it's also Asa to read. Now, who's ben Sirio? So the Bach brings out a halacha from this in the Chasnida, which Sirio comes from Yirmiah, which he didn't want to say his name to embarrass him. How did he? What happened to him? He was born. The Bach brings Megel Halacha. He was born through in a bathtub with Shechva Zev in a bathtub.
He was conceived.
He was conceived. Yeah. But I need. Yeah. Matzasi Hagoy Smak Yosham and Apeh, because of each and either Yechayel Lishkeva Sadini Baila, a woman could lay on her husband's clothing, on her husband's linen. Then his heart is Mesadin and Sheshacha Valei and Ishacha. But they have to be worried that if they're laying on someone else's bed, Pentis Abba Meshich Vazer Shal Acha. Maybe she'll have a child, Meshich Vazer for someone else. Mamayan Cheshesh Pentis Abba Nidusa Meshich Vazer Baila. We have Vlad Benida. So how come she allowed to lay on her husband's bed while she's a Nida? Maybe she's going to be Mazria from the husband Zera. Since there's no Bias Issa, so Vlad's kosher. I feel it is Avim Meshich Vazer Shalacha. Really, even if it's Adam. Ki Hala Ben Sira kosher. Ben Sira was created, was conceived from someone else's Zera. The mother was laying on someone else's, got it from someone else's Zera. But she says, the only problem is, they're just trying to sow the Be'etzim. The Bach is being right for me, the Be'etzim, it's kosher. That means today it's Negeya. A woman can't be, if a woman doesn't have a long enough of ovulation, she doesn't have a long enough period, and she's 23 days so she's after the mikvah, she doesn't have 11 days for her to conceive, so they put in. While she's in either.
But somebody else is
the etzim is not a problem. The only problem is he's saying, you don't know
if her husband went away for a couple of months. Okay, she didn't go to the mikveh, so she could have it. It's kamadi yefshar, unless you have a case where she didn't go to the mikveh, because she can't conceive in those days.
I just explained to you a case. You have another case? You can have another case, right?
Pasha, she didn't go to the mikveh.
Yeah. Okay.
What was the sefer he made?
Oh, see, his sefer, we'll see what it says in there. There was some nice things, some not just nice things. It was saying even that, why, what's the...
He was one of the tzdukim?
No shaykh to tzdukim. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, And through reading that, you're going to come to bittul Torah. You hear what's going on here? It means reading stamp papers is zikha bittul Torah. When you convey yourself to you have a shmooze here, okay, fine. You sit yourself down to your TED. No. You have to know, obviously, today there's a shkafa, there's a lot of papers, there's good shkafa. It's tire. Make sure you read that part, you're okay. I'm saying, if a person goes ahead and makes a kvias, 2-3 hours on the papers, many yeshiva bachim do this, cover to cover. But okay, this is what was going on over here. So now, but it has to be this Divrei Havoi. And we'll see what Divrei Havoi means.
Why they changed the Gersha from Sefer Tzukum to Sefer Aminim, and the Rashi's Divrei Amasa was wrong. It really says Sefer Aminim. So Shekai from the Kel Chai is going on Sefer Aminim. They changed the Gersha from Tzukum to Aminim.
What? We're further than that.
Yeah, in the beginning. To Anna Pesefer Tzukum.
Yeah, okay.
Who was he? The son of Yemiya.
Like Tintish. Okay.
No, I was reading
a commentary. So. Okay, fine. So, is that like this? You can read every paper. I just want to know what not to do. Okay.
I didn't write the commentary.
Yeah, yeah, no.
I know.
Yeah. My time. Elaim is in the Tintish Gildana Meudne. Don't shave, don't like cut the skin of a fish, even from its ear. Why? Because it shouldn't go to waste. That's what he wrote. So what should you do? Roast it in the fire, and eat it with two slices of bread. So it'll be like the shmearing, it'll be like the cream cheese of the bread. Right? Yeah, it was a recipe. So he was telling. So he says. So what's the problem with this? Imi pashte. If you learn it, pashit. He's telling you don't do it because if else you're going to throw it in the garbage and it'll be about tashchis. But I said, Nami Kosav. And the Tayyar also says, Lishashchis, it's Eitzah. So it says already about tashchis. You're making believe, Kilo, he's saying something wrong. What did he say wrong? And it says, it's about tashchis. Imidrasha. If it doesn't mean literally, it means like a drash. What would the drash be? We'll see in a minute. It's teaching you the achayetz. Lelivel, shalaika daka. Don't be bayil, shalaika daka. Now, that means the drasha would be that don't, behind the ear, I don't know how that comes exactly, but don't do things shalai kadaka. So don't be bayal shalai kadaka. So that would be the drasha. Okay. So what's wrong? That's teaching you dacha. What's wrong with being bayal shalai kadaka? Because you might be mitzvah zeh levatala. It's a big machlekes in the Rishayim, if that's mitzvah zeh levatala or not, the Rambam and others. But it's not dach covered to go be bayal shalai kadaka. Zakt Gemara, so obviously that's not what's wrong with what he wrote. Ve'ele mishum, unless you say, mishum nechsev, basla avia, it daughter to a father, mitamnais, mitmanashav. It's a fake, it's a lie. It's like a tamun, it's a chash of a thing, which is a lie. It means a person gets very excited when he has a daughter. He gets very excited when a daughter is born to him. And the ma'isa, it's a lie, it's not true. To be excited. Why? So he says like this. Because you're always afraid, you're not going to sleep at night. Once you have a girl, you're not going to sleep at night. Why? When she's young, you worry that she's going to become a foot, that people are going to convince her to be mezana with her, and she's going to be gullible, and she'll buy into it. When she becomes a naira, then maybe she'll want to be mezana herself. Without being spoken into it, talked into it. Bagra. So now she's getting a little older. Shemalei Tanasi. Hey, I need a shidduch for her. Nisis, she gets married. Shemalei Abanim. You're worried maybe she's not going to have any children. Hiskina, she gets old.
And then he'll divorce her.
Well, her husband, yeah.
His daughter. Yeah, no, he's the husband.
After 10 years. Hiskina, if she gets old. Shemalei Tasek Shafi. So you're always worried. It's a false thing to be happy when you have a daughter.
You say it's about a boy too.
But Shafi's is magic, isn't it?
Magic?
No, she'll use that as a way to convince him to stay with her.
I thought the girl was going to say it's not as exciting. Oh, boy, his mom is exciting to have.
No, it's
no, she's going to use it as a form to
say,
keep
but you can say everything. That's all true. These cases you can say by the boy also.
What?
You can say all these cases by the boy also.
Except for the first.
No.
No, so I'll tell you why. So the Achrenim explained that a girl, why are you so happy in the beginning? Because you think you could sell her, you know, there's dinam, and you could, like, we said earlier, we learned the Gemara, if you remember, in the middle of Chelek, We learned that a girl, a father, could sometimes, you know, train her like Eved Kanani. Like, right. You know, so
that's why we
used to, yeah.
That's why it's a fake happiness.
That's why it's a fake happiness. Because right away you get so excited.
Then you realize the rest of the thing.
You realize the rest of the thing. Yeah, Zok to Gemara.
Well, that's the mindset. So you taka have that mindset, they can choose like an Eved Kanani, and taka all these things could happen.
Right. She'll run away, she'll do all these things, yeah, man. Yeah. Zok to Gemara, Rabbanan Ami Amiru, the Rabbanan also said this. What they say? I efshi, remember what I say? I efshi la oilam b'lai zcharm. It's not possible. I efshi la oilam b'lai zcharm b'lai nekevus. The world has to have zai zcharm and zai nekevus. Ashe misha banav zcharm, geleipt is the person that his children are scham, oy loy, the Misha Banav Nekevis. So, it's interesting, Banav Nekevis. Banav normally means sons. Yeah, it means children.
Yeah, it means all of them. The Gemara knows that you have to have at least one daughter.
Yeah, so we're saying one daughter is enough, but if you can have all your children, Nekevis, that's a problem. Not a problem, oy. Yeah. But today I think it's fakad because it's much easier to get a better Eidim than a better son. You could buy Eidim, you can't buy a son. Son, you have to be mechanic for 23 years, you have to put your kaychas in. No? That's another thing.
Most men want sons.
Most men want sons because why do they want sons? Because they want to be at the proud of them. I don't know, it's not serious, yeah. I don't believe it's because the birds.
It's also the bottom of it.
Yeah, okay.
It was overactive after shit. One day, but
yeah. Elam Yishuv. So it's the valley. We have no problems with Sefer Ben Tzir. So what's the problem? Talking about right. The Elam Yishuv Nechsev Leitol Davia Belibach the Gavri Gibrin Kotel Davia. Don't put daiga on your head and your lathe because big people died from worries. Shlomo said this right. Daiga Belay Vishashichena. What do we see from there? Get rid of it from your heart, from your das. Talk it over with others. Very important to talk things over, and it comes out of your body. So, you know, Rabbi Yashav always said that when he was like 95, they asked him, they were throwing eggs at him. I remember there was a bacha from Bish, they were racking him. When he was leaving, they were upset at something he said. That's Torah today, you know. So he paskened about the kvarim. In one of these places that it's mutter to half these guys, they don't care about the, they care, they want to make a tumult. So he passed me that it's mutter. They were allowed to build whatever they were building in it. So the guy threw a rock at him. So he says they told him the next day, like he said, Chlaz is bad. The guy was all bothered. The guys around him, he says, this man hurts. When it comes to his heart, he stops letting it bother. I mean, only Torah goes before him. He doesn't. So Gemara, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to let things bother you to your heart. So what's the problem? So that's a very good thing that he wrote. The Elam Yishuv, the Chsiv, it says in there, don't let too many people, Menei Rabim, people that you don't have with, don't let them come in your house. You don't know what they're going to bring with them. Don't let all your friends, even the people that you do work with, come into your house. So Menei Rabim means people that you don't work with. So you don't know what they're with, what they have, what their hashkaf is up. And even people you do work with, don't let them all in your house. So the more, Rabbi Nami Yom, Rabbi also said, there's a time Rabbi Yom, La'olam la'yav adam re'im esech beise. Don't bring too many friends into your house. Shenema ish re'im l'soyeh. Too many friends make bad. You end up fighting, it's not good.
The more also says the time you don't bring your people is because they'll see what you have and they give you an ein hara, they could steal.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Rashi says, "El mechutz, speak to them outside. Don't bring them into your house." Zok to Mavait. He says, "The Vayda, everything was okay with this Ben Sira. So he's writing a nice book, a nice hashkafas. Ella, but this is what was wrong. Mishum dechsiv, zaldekam is kotiman. Zaldekam means if he has a beard which is not a thick beard, thin beard. Yeah." So if you see a person like that, Kurtman, you know that he's a very sharp person. Mashengen, you see Avdekon, someone has a thick beard, Sachson, he's a shaita. Okay, then he goes weiter, and it says, the Nafach Bekise, someone who blows, let's say he has a cup of wine, and he blows off the dust, or whatever he's blowing off, the foam, right? Loit Sachi, You know that he's not thirsty. He has time to blow it off. Normally, a guy's so thirsty, he just drinks it. He doesn't look what's going on. Amma b'may heichel lachma. If he sits down to bread and he says, oh, what should I eat the bread with? Lachma sav mina. You should know that he's not so hungry. He has questions. Who eats, who smears the bread with something? If you're so hungry, you just eat the bread without any questions. Man de islay mabata, bedikne. Someone that has a road in his beard, which means his beard is split. Right? Kula amala yachla, you can never reach him. He's a rami. Because he thought his whole life, and he's stroking his beard. He pulls it out like this, if you know, stay away from this guy. So, okay? So that's what this is. Shtusim.
This list of do's and don'ts.
This is all the shtusim. So this is why you should not read it. And not only if you read it, you become in the chedek lechem haba. You know what's going on here?
Which part?
You read this part. If you read this part, in the chedek lechem haba, which is a pella.
The beard analysis.
That means it's so negated today also. You tight up a mensch, or this guy, you go to some kubbel, who knows what, and he tells you who knows what's going to be with you. And it's the same thing. It's mamash kfir. It's not kfir, it means. Abikusis. So you have to be a Muslim. You can't just.
You know, if you have a sefer Torah, the one pasuk is written by a min, the whole matter of sefer Torah is possible.
Right? Why? So, because he has a simanim on a person. It's a pal. Zakt gemar vayt. Amar beis midim al yisad esbei. The good things that have in it. Dashin alu. You do dashin. Isha toiva is matana toiva. Isha Taiva, Matana Taiva. It's the best Matana you can get. B'cheik yireh lekim tinasen Isha. Tinasen. And the Baruch Hashem gave you this present. So now, what does this mean? I mean, a person is made up already. Abam yom kadim shenotza v'lad. The person knows, the person's met who's going to marry him.
So it could go with him if he appreciates it.
What?
It could go with him if he appreciates it. Meaning the person can get a good wife. But it's a person if they understand.
Oh, he knows good Shalom Bayis. Every wife is really good. Every wife is really good.
I mean, you can be misspelled to change it. There's different.
I'm saying, yeah. You really can. Every wife, that's the real truth. Every wife has good in her. It's just you batched up with her. No, I don't mean you. Sometimes it's not shy. Sometimes it's not shy. It is the passion of Geshem there. I'm saying, but...
Actually, we'll go through it in a second.
Wait another. What's wrong with the pasuk? Okay, I have to connect, though.
No, but it has to be something with you. It has to be that the Pshat is... Most Shalom Bayis is with Narishkeit. Most. Sometimes a person's a bad... Most people aren't bad people.
And the Gemara says about a woman that's worse than Gehenna.
Yeah.
Bad wife.
I understand, but...
No, but
well, what's the... What are we asking? The Gemara's just saying that a good wife is
no, it's much more he's telling in Reilly Kim, like Pshat is... So sometimes you have people that fell in. Is that right? We'll see.
Okay, so maybe you weren't zecher to it.
Yeah, come on. The chrenim says it's not me though. Isha ra'a, tzara'as l'bayla. A bad woman is tzara'as l'bayla. Ma'ita kante, yigashen mi'beise. V'yisra'at mitzara'at. You get divorced, you'll be done with your tzara'as. So the isha shemusik is a bad wife. The isha shemusik. Isha yafa. A good wife.
There's a whole bunch of women you're supposed to divorce.
Yeah. She burns you, if she burns your supper, you're supposed to divorce her, right?
That's my fault. It's my shalom and my soul.
Yeah.
Why do you bring this down? This is also Gemara's. I mean, like, we don't need necessarily tell us this.
Oh, but let's say you were reading in it and you never read the Gemara. Now you read this. It's a good thing. He was Madame Titzaras. Isha Yafa, Asher Baila, Mispe Yom Kiflayim. If you have a good wife, then geloyped is the husband that his days are like double. Since he has such an awe from her, she's so good to him, that his days are like double.
It doesn't say good, it says yafa.
Oh, so I said good for a reason. What does yafa mean?
Yafa b'midus.
Yeah, okay.
It means b'midus. And if she's yafa b'midus, then I'll show on her outer face, and then male, you'll think she's yafa.
Yeah. A woman is beauty is by the husband, right?
Yeah.
You hope.
Yeah.
I'm saying, so that it comes.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Right.
You see, it has to be like that. I have friends who are married
to women.
They look just like their mother. So you think they're beautiful because his mother's beautiful.
So it's a thing to look at the mother-in-law before you get married.
Okay.
But it says the yafa lomar. Somebody says yafa means doesn't mean beauty.
We always touch that yafa doesn't really yafa means b'fenim yafa. Okay, yeah.
See, we just finished saying you should.
No, I'll prove you in a minute. It says like this: Halim enecha me'isha schein. Take your eyes away from someone else's wife who's eisha schein. What does schein mean?
Schein is not beauty.
Schein love. Switch now. What does schein mean? Schein. What's a schein? Sometimes a yid.
No, it's not pretty.
Charming. Chen is more charming.
Chen is more of a good
style.
So what's Hevel Ayofi? Why did it switch? What's the right word? People say I'm okay. Yeah. No, I was saying
Chen. To define Chen.
Yeah, to define Chen. Not pretty. Anyways, you might get captured in a trap. Right, to stay away from women that are married and don't go with their husband, with her, and drink wine v'sheicha. Ki b'taya isha yafa. See, he would switch the yafa. Rabbim hushchasu. Many people got caught, got hushchas, v'atzumim kol ha'rogel, and they got killed from this. Like now, Rabbim hoye pitzei reichel. Many people got. Rashi says makas. They got makas because if the people that sold women's jewelry, they would go into the houses.
Perfume, Tachshite Nashim, Rashi says.
And then they would end up being miyachid with the woman, and they got a lot of clap for that.
They did, or they were suspected of it?
The whole industry. By the imam, Mishta, like, yeah, people did it. Hamagilim Advaeva, if you're magil with Vaeva, that means you're mezana, chas v'shalom. So then, kenitzutz mavig achelas, which means that kechluv malei uf. Okay, it means b'kitza, it means like this. It means that everything, you lose everything. All the good things, you lose also. It means even the good things that you do, if you're a person that's mezana, you lose everything. You fall right into, it's like a spark, the lights that hits a coal, and the whole thing gets lit.
You see it today firsthand, but you know, any big guy or something, the minute there's always a scan like this, and then the whole life is over.
No, but I was talking about the mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs. Right. Why over here more than any other area?
Znus tracks takes you down. Yeah,
if somebody has a bank account, all the mitzvahs, a good person, he messes up.
But he's going to go down and down. He's going to go low and low.
Oh, it's not that he lost the mitzvahs.
No. So too the houses are full of trickery. This is what we said before. Make sure, keep away a lot of people from your house. Which we said before means people that you don't know, you don't have ASIC with them. This is very good. It means like don't put the business into your house. Don't bring even your shutfim, don't bring it into your house. It means keep your house. Keep your business till outside. Inside, you act like a different person. Rabim Yir Doshesh Lemecha, which means, Galeis, you're allowed to have a lot of friends, but Galeis Seidcha Le'echad Me'elef. Tell your secrets only to one of a thousand. Don't tell your secrets to everyone. You can have many friends, but don't tell your secrets to everyone. Meshucheves Chaykecha, Me'elef Shmoy Pischei Picha, Al Tatze Tzayas Macha. Don't be worried about tomorrow's tzaras. You never know what's going to happen over there. Right? You're worried about tomorrow. You have nothing to worry about. You never know what to do. Right? As we know. When what the seichel doesn't do, the zman does. Right? With time, things change. So you don't have to worry what's going to be tomorrow. Shem alamacha, and then maybe tomorrow won't be. V'nimtza mitzta'ar al oylam she'enish aloy. You're being mitzta'ar, you're being worried about something which is not yours, which is not negayet.
Moshe says in the previous pasuk, you shouldn't tell secrets to your wife.
Yeah. Moshe says you shouldn't tell secrets to your wife. What's the pshat?
She tells
people. As much as she thinks she doesn't, that's one thing. And also, it's a big shaila with Lashon Hara. You're allowed to talk to your wife Lashon Hara. What else are you talking about, huh?
That's what I was going
to
say.
People came back to the
bathroom. Is your wife like yourself?
No, Ishtik Yagufa is not the Gabi Lashon Hara. So that's a big shaila. Are you allowed to tell your wife Lashon Hara? You won't find the Chafetz Chaim at it. If you learned the whole Chafetz Chaim 10, 15 times.
Why would you be allowed?
So
sometimes she tells you what you can do. It's a good thing.
So
we just went to the
I have a guy that calls me up for every single Lashon Hara. He wants to know if he wants to move the Siddur off a stand, if that's Lashon Hara on the Siddur. Every day, he calls me up 2-3 shahs Lashon Hara. He wants to move his chair. He asked the father of a child if he could take his chair. So he wanted to know if this is Lashon Hara because he's really telling the father his son's not there. Every day, 2-3 shahs. What? Right. Yeah. Oh, so what am I bringing out? That's not the thing. So like this. So then he asked if he's like, I told him, your wife is your psychologist. So you're allowed to tell your psychologist whatever you want.
No, we just learned this today. That you can tell, get it off your heart.
Get it off your heart, yeah. But that's not mid-lashon heart.
That's
not
lashon heart.
Something bothers you. Talking about your man, not right? Your wife.
No, that's telling
you. No, who said it's lashon heart? Yeah, who said it was bothering you? You have a problem.
What does lashon heart do? Lashon heart, can that bother you?
Yeah, you have to get rid of it. Now do avera.
Use the other pshat. You're going to throw it out of your mind.
Yeah, talk to yourself and walk it out. And throw it out. Not every time you ask yourself.
Well, so if... Does it have to talk Lashon Hara to yourself or think Lashon Hara?
Oh, right. You know, maybe not even think Lashon Hara. It's true. Okay. It's to be a malach here. So the shahad is, if your wife is your therapist, then... But you shouldn't use this hat because then you're always going to say, okay, she's my therapist. And most of the times, the wife's going to be so upset at that guy that she's not going to end up talking to that wife. It's going to be, this machlok is going to be going on. So that's what the mashal is saying. Don't even tell your wife.
Because how many wives want to be a therapist anyways?
They all want to be.
They all want to be. What do you mean?
They want to be safe.
I don't know. Let's say Stam, because it's a conversation in the household. Is it mutter or not? Not in the household, with your wife. I'm not saying children, chas v'shalom. I'm saying, let's say your wife.
My wife doesn't love
the pie, that's
right.
I'll tap the seat for my
notion.
That means even your wife.
I'll tap the even your wife. Mr. Nava says even your wife.
Yeah.
I guess that's another problem.
That's right, I tried. So if your wife's
that's special. Most of the time. Yeah, that's true.
Let's say she's telling you, I'm supposed to tell her, you're supposed to listen better than tell her not to say.
No way. How are you supposed to tell her not to say? I have a way out.
If you're busy learning this, she won't be talking to you.
Yeah.
Okay, the Rav has a way out.
Yeah. That's a whole different mahal. Yeah. So the Mavaita. Kol yimei ani rayim. He's ben siroime. All the days of a poor person are bad. Ben siroime af leilois, even nights. Why? What is the reason for all this? B'shval gagim gaga. His roof is lower than all the other roofs in the city. And his fields on top of the mountain. See, he loses out on both. Why? The rain goes from that house on top of his house. So the whole day there's rain on top of his house. Raining in, or some the noise, or whatever it is. He's on top of the mountain, and the karam falls down, blows off, and it goes to everyone else's. See, it loses out on both ends.
So this goes against the Rav Sheet about building nice houses.
Why are they bringing this down? They're talking about the good things that were said in this. So why are they talking about this pauper, all these examples? Why are they bringing this down in general?
Now you're upset that you put him.
He made a bestseller. He was trying to sell his book. So he had a bunch of things.
Well, the more bringing it down, they're like, okay.
This is not a bad thing.
Don't be immoral, don't be
this. No, this is not a bad thing.
Bring this thing about a pauper.
It's
not a bad thing.
He's living in different things.
Simon Zay, Yavin, Meshashi, Chanina, Tuvio, Yana, Yofa, Yochanan, Merachim, Yeshua, Mekatze. Omer Abzei, Omer Yav. Ma'ilich Sivko Yimei, Oni Yoy. Elu, Ba'alei, Talmud. The people that learn Gemara, it's very hard to learn Gemara. So it's hard for you, so it's bad. The Tovlai, Mishnah, Talmud, Elu, Ba'alei, Mishnah. Mishnah is easier to learn. The Gemara, Yav, Omer Yavcha, Mamash, Punk, Fakat. Talmud, you have a Geshmak, Yilam, Mishnayis. You burn out. It's very, very hard, very dry, very boring. You're missing half of it. Fakat, it's a Talmud, it's a Gishmak. You'll get depressed. That's Mishnayis. Yisachin means yischamim, you'll get warm. If you learn Gemara, doesn't mean poor. It means you have a bad wife. She makes you poor. She spends all everything, right? The Taiva that Mishnah told me is that she is Isha Taiva. You have a good wife. This is people, right? Istinus. Istinus is very, very difficult. Why? Because you can't eat anything, you can't do anything, you can't. Every second you're washing your hands. Right? The Taiva that Mishnah told me is that she died to Yafa. Open minded. Because if I catch from Istinus. You have too much Rachmanis, you worry about it, it's an interesting thing. So then everything you take to heart, and you hear tzaras, and the whole day you're worried. It's not too good to have too much Rachmanis. Interesting. If you're Ach, doesn't mean literally Ach, it means that you don't take it too hard too much. I mean, I've had this, someone tells you it's tzar, you're supposed to worry for him, you're supposed to care for him. But too much of it is also not good. Also, you put your heart for all the daigas of your friend, and you're always worried what's going to be. You don't put all your worries into your heart. All days are bad. All days of a poor person are bad. Over there, everyone, there's time for Shabbos. You always get food, Shabbos and Yantif. No, they always Gabayim. We have a Mishnah Psachim. I mean, kids, regular poor person ends up getting Shabbos and Yom Tov. So it's not bad. But, no, that's not good.
You have these people, they have stories that the mamas didn't have Shabbos either.
Okay, but they got it.
They ended up getting. There's always time for Shabbos. You like to sell everything for a guy that doesn't have food for Shabbos. It's very not benimtza that someone shouldn't have anything for Shabbos. For him, it's more of a shini, which means the change of a body, of eating, is not good for your stomach, right? Sunday morning is not good for your stomach. Why? Because you ate so much on Shabbos, so there's such a change. For Aisha, it's not such a shiny vest. He's always eating, during the week, he's eating fat, meat, and whatever. But for a poor person, he's eating some potatoes in the middle of the week. And it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos and Yom is also not good for him.
And then the sickness is like a bad thing.
Right.
My Shabbos is okay.